and welcome back, Arizona homeowners. Trying to clear the air on water treatment. I tell people all the time, they call me and they ask me, what water treatment system do you recommend? And I say, well, first thing we got to do is we got to decide, what do you want to get done? I mean, I can take a 5-gallon paint bucket, clean it, fill it with water, and stir it with a paddle, and that's treating the water. I'm aerating it. It's off-gassing the chlorine. It's treating the water. So you can get a water treatment system in your house for the price of a bucket and a paddle, okay? Just know that. But we have to know, what are you trying to get done, and we have to know, what is the condition of the water currently being delivered? I've got the experts in here from Kinetico. We've got Martin Chan, owner of Kinetico, Mike Maddox, general manager of Kinetico, and Jack Eversole, who handles the Tucson market. Jack, if people wanted to get a hold of you, the number would be?
293-6687.
There you go, in the Tucson market. We have a call coming in from Sedona. Let's bring him into the conversation. Bob has a question, I think, that is probably one you guys deal with a lot. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Our house is kind of unique. To access the hot water heater and the furnace air conditioning unit, you have to go through a door, an exterior door, and there is absolutely no room there to put a water softener. Plus, we do not have a loop in the house. The only place you can go is outside. Any suggestions?
I think what we can do there is, what we should do is send out one of our water specialists, if he hasn't been there already, from our Kinetico office there out of Prescott Valley. And what we do is we're licensed, bonded, insured contractors, and they can go through a step-by-step process, because we do everything in-house. So if there's a way to do it, we're going to do it. We really are, because we really don't find very many applications that we cannot put in a water treatment system.
When I'm out at the home shows and people are asking me which one of these water treatment companies should I deal with, and they say, well, you know, a lot of people say, well, we can't get a water treatment at our house because our house has no loop.
That's fine and dandy, because I tell you what, down in Tucson, only about 25% of the homes have a soft water loop, which is in the garage, usually close to the water heater.
As builders, we never even knew to put in a loop until the 80s. We never even began putting in loops. So any home prior to that hasn't got a loop, but y'all install units in those.
Being we're a non-electric appliance, about 75% of our installations go outside. It's not a big ordeal. And uses very little plumbing usually to install one. We run a drain to the closest clean-out or vent stack. And no electricity required, Rosie.
And in the loop, what does the loop accomplish? What are we trying to do?
The loop takes away from the hose bibs outside. Now, please understand, when we put the system in on a loop, everything's going to be bypassed outside, and the cold side faucet on the kitchen sink normally is. And that's where we put our K5 drinking water station, which will make bio-pure water, microbiologically pure water, 99.999% pure.
We're delivering hard water to our hose bibs for the purpose of irrigation.
The plants, the trees, the swimming pool.
It'd be a lot of money to, time and money to soften something that's going to a tree.
Definitely.
Again, we're talking typical homeowners, and 75% of your water consumption is outdoors.
That
so
is correct.
So you'd be greatly increasing the workload on your water treatment equipment to include that. But I know a lot of guys that want the hose bib by the garage softened.
And we do include that. So you can go out there and wash your cars. If you ever try to wash your beautiful dark car with a 15 to 18 grain per gallon of hardness with calcium, it's impossible to get that calcium off. That's why a lot of the car washes even use Kinetico across Tucson to get rid of the calcium hardness.
Well, guys, I sure want to appreciate y'all coming in, taking the time on your Saturday and coming in and visiting with the Arizona homeowners about the topic of water treatment. Because, like I say, we're getting ready to go through our rash of spring home improvement shows. There's going to be a lot of products out there promising a lot of things. And if you're shopping for water treatment, I would encourage you to get to rosieonthehouse.com, download the consumer's guide, read it, and study it, and it'll give you the questions to ask. There's a lot of product out there that just can't do what it says it does. And Martin, I think we're together on this. I mean, there are companies out there that shouldn't even be in business. Their claims are just
ludicrous.
Yeah.
Borderline
said, lies. not borderline, they're just wrong.
As you mentioned, you'll find a lot of false information at home shows, but you'll find good information. We have Saba coming up in Tucson. Any Tucson homeowner knows twice a year you can go to the convention center for Saba. All the great And Jack, you're always there.
That'll be April 8th, 9th, and 10th this year. And yes, I'll be there all 3 days and can answer your questions regarding water treatment. Better yet, just give me a call at 293-6687. I'll be glad to come out. It's a free visit.
Now, out of curiosity, could somebody bring a water sample there, or is that too far removed from the tap to
they
get
could,
it accurate?
They could bring some from the bathroom sink.
Okay.
I ask them to bring in, let the water run for about 3 minutes and bring a mason jar full of water. I'll be glad to test it.
Cold water side?
Cold water side. Or they can stop by our shop at 1870 West Prince Road and be glad to test the water
there
as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
That's suite number 7.
Thanks a bunch, guys, for coming in. Folks, y'all stay tuned. In the next hour, we'll be talking about the cost of remodeling as it relates to right here in Arizona, as it compares to the Mountain States region, as it compares to the entire country. If there's some remodeling project you're considering, feel free to join the conversation and give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. We're trying to disseminate the information about what you should expect given whatever room it is you're contemplating remodeling and to what degree you're going to remodel it. If you've got any project you're trying to tackle around the house, home, castle, or cabin, the next hour is your chance to dial in for Open Line. We'll answer any question on home improvement, remodeling, or maintenance right here at Rosie on the House.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.